or do you like talking to people? CGSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CGSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cgsf.ca.
This is Radio Goethe on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby.
Hello and welcome to Radio Goethe. I'm Arndt Peltner. I have a friend who told me recently that the music of the 1980s was horrible, that there are no great songs. I vehemently disagreed and told him I will prove him wrong in one of my next shows. And this is today. Radio Goethe goes 80s. I'm starting off with In Bass and Christine. This was the only single by In Bass released in 1984. The song became an underground hit on the European electro-pop wave scene.
Thank you.
Invincible Spirit with Push that came out in 1987. I think I heard this the first time at the Kitsch in Fürth, a small club that focused on this kind of electronic underground sounds. Also a big hit back then was Liaison Dangerous and Los Niños del Parque, founded by Beate Bartel and Christlo Haas together with vocalist Krishna Gönö in Düsseldorf, West Germany in 1981.
Fuman cigarrillos y juegan con bombas.
Aria from Berlin, Kaltes klares Wasser, that came out in 1983. Behind this project were Gudrun Gut and Bettina Köster, who recently died way too early. Close to Malaria were the Einstürzende Neubauten. This is Haus der Lüge from 1989.
Zweites Geschoss, Rolle für Rolle rauf, also tapeziert in den Gängen stehen Mieter herum, betrachten die Wände aufmerksam, suchen darauf Bahn um Bahn nach Druck und Rechtschreibfehlern. Könnten nicht mal ihren Namen ziffern, auf ins nächste Geschoss. Welches und Wunder nie fertiggestellt, nur über die Treppe erreicht werden kann. Hier lagern Irrtümer, die gehören der Firma, damit kacheln sie die Böden an die Abgabe an. Viertes Geschoss. Hier lebt der Architekt, der geht auf in seinem Plan, dieses Gebäude schreckt. Und Engel verstreut.
big club hit but also a controversial song back in the days was Duff with De Mussolini. They defined minimalistic electronic music and became a huge success around the globe. Kraftwerk's most successful time was in the 1970s, but Computerwelt was released in 1981. This is It's More Fun to Compute.
It's more fun to compute. It's more fun to compute. It's more fun to compute. It's more fun to compute. It's more fun to compute. It's more fun to compute.